No, I'll tell you when. Okay, all right. Elohim Tov, everybody.
Kol
Hazman.
Elohim Tov.
All right, thank you guys for being here tonight. And this is Barbara. How you doing, Barbara?
Good.
You good?
Good.
She was going to sing this song for us, like, last week. She waited till the end. Like, there's nobody here. I'm like, why would you want to do it? Nobody's here. Wait till next week. So, I'm glad you're here.
I was going to sing it for you.
I'm going to sit right there in the front
row. Okay.
And clap and everything, okay?
Okay.
So, what's the name of the song?
Millions Are Gone.
Millions Are Gone. You guys know what that's all about. So I'll be right back, and then we got a big study ahead of us tonight and tomorrow. God bless. I'll be right back.
Running my fingers up and down the blinds, looking at your picture, trying not to lose my mind. The thought comes to me, what happens now? I know life goes on, but I wonder how. When I woke up today, I was all alone, looking through the house, I found the kids and you were gone. I know you always told me this day would come, but I never realized you'd really be gone. But I know exactly the reason why. Jesus has come, and I've been left behind. Now I'm sitting here all alone, and the morning paper reads, millions are gone. I turned on the TV, thinking that it's all a dream, but I find the world in chaos as I watch the TV screen. Governments are confused as to what's going on, and the broadcasters say millions are gone. Exactly the reason why. Jesus has come, and I've been left behind. Now I'm sitting here all alone, and the morning paper reads, millions are.
Awesome. I want the words.
Amen. That was awesome.
California.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day. Barbara sang me a song. And look at here, Pastor Ben. I'm going to read it first, okay? For my beloved Pastor Sandy. Pastor, I pray continue godly blessings to you and your beautiful, precious wife. I love you in the Lord, Glenda James, August 15th, 2019. And she is from where? Big Spring, Texas.
Yeah.
Now.
Did you show the book?
I'm going to show the book. Okay. Hamoshe Humoshi HaTorah. Okay. Now look. This is the book, and it's a Torah. It has some Haftorah in the back, some scriptures from Ruth and different books like that, but basically it's the five books. Chameshi. Okay? You want to show? It's closer if you do it? All right. All right. Praise the Lord. So, wow. Thank you, Glenda. I am very thankful. I always get mixed up with the Jewish books because, you know, they open from this side and they read that way. So praise God. All right, let me see. Now, and it's finally here.
This is one of three versions.
This is not the beautiful one. Pastor Ben said the blue one is the best looking one. For the one for the ladies is the best, but he got me this manly tough one. And it's Rashawn Messianic Bible Club. So praise God. And Pastor Ben made it where it's all like you can get them and nobody's trying to make money off of
We're
you.
Not
so
any profit off of it at all.
No, none at all. We just want you to have the t-shirt because we're family. Yeah. All right.
It's $20 and that includes shipping.
$20 and that includes shipping.
Email. You can always give more.
Yeah. They give. Yeah, I mean, I just want them to have it so everybody has one. And then we're
but
like...
That's for the men. The one for the
this
women.
This one's for the men.
Are awesome. They
so if you think this one looked too manly for you, we got Pastor Ben say the other one's more beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. That's... We've been trying to do that for a long time. Thanks, Pastor Ben.
Amen.
Pastor Ben handled all of that. So praise God. And people are still trying to take the Hebrew class online and the whole nine. So... We are very blessed. I hope to tomorrow get a list where I can thank everybody who we need to thank, all the people on YouTube and everybody who's listening every week and commenting and sending me great information. Who's this guy sent me? He helped me with my Bible study, Jason Keir. He emailed me. He said, I got some more scriptures for you. As soon as I told him I was studying Psalms 119 through 126 or 127, because I wanted to see if the tribulation is in the Psalms, because we're at 119, and this particular Psalms that we're in, or this particular year. Now, listen to me. We have a Psalms 117. Let's go there and read that. And then we'll get to 119. Psalms 117 is a prophetic psalms. Psalms 118 is a prophetic psalm. And Psalm 119 is also a prophetic psalm, but Psalms 120 games on. Okay? So here we are in Psalms 119. Psalms 117. Because I want everybody to remember this. Psalms 117 says, praise the Lord, all you Gentile nations. If yours just says nations, what it means is Gentile nations, Goyim. Praise ye the Lord, all you Gentile nations. Extol him, all you people. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Okay? So that was Psalms 117. Now, what we had found out was that Psalms 117 is the middle of the Bible. Yes. It divides the whole book. Okay? So it's like separating the waters, and then the Gentiles, Psalms 117 represents the year 2017. And so Psalms 117, you have a prophecy of the Gentiles praising God, and it divides the word of God. It divides the word like Genesis said he would divide the waters. Okay? And so Psalms 117 became something I needed to study, right? Yeah. Then we found out that Psalms 117 is not only stands for 2017, and it only stands for 2017 because Psalms 48 stands for 1948, Psalms 47 stands for 1947, Psalm 67 stands for 1967, and God wrote what was going to happen in those years in those Psalms. So if you want to know, like, God, how incredible God is, seven. And in in 1947, all the leaders of the world met at the UN and they made a decision to give Israel back the land. Then in Psalms 48, the whole chapter talks about the return of the Jews to the land of Israel and moving back in. And then God says, when you see this, this is the last generation. Okay, so then you get the Psalms 67 and it tells you about the power of God and once again praising the nation because he does something great for Israel was that he gave them back Jerusalem through a 6-day war. So in all of the Psalms were prophetic all of these years going all the way through all the way up to 2016 was the last fulfillment of a prophecy that was in the Psalms. Then Psalms 117, I'm saying, then Psalms 117 must be the fulfillment of that prophecy, which is the rapture. It's so perfectly laid out. Why were we so excited about Psalms 117 and 2017? Because every Psalm from 2001 up to 2016, there was something prophesied in each Psalm to tell you what was going to happen in that particular year. Even in 2008, when the guy took off his shoe and threw it at George Bush in front on CNN. And it says it in Psalms 108 that he'll throw his shoe at you, right? Yeah. And I'm like, wow. And then in Psalms 204, in verse 26, it said the waters would flow over the mountains and there would be a flood. And in December 26th, the day after Christmas, there was a tsunami and the waters flooded over. So God is like, I'm prophesying something that's going to happen in the world every day in the book of Psalms. And it fulfilled all the Psalms all the way up to 2016. Then it stopped. Because if it continued, it would have been the rapture in 2017. Because that was the next prophecy of the Psalm was, praise ye the Lord, all you Gentile nations. I am dividing the scriptures. This is a new thing, right? But, Pastor Ben, remember when I said, the Lord said Psalms 117, 118, and 119 are one Psalm. And I said, you can't do that. It's like, you know, as if I could tell God what his rules are. But, but as I'm studying this, because I promised you guys that I was going to study this to find out where we are in prophecy. And if Psalms 119 is really standing for the beginning of something new, because Psalms 119, because in Psalms 117, we found out what? We found out Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts has 117 chapters. We're like, that's the end of the Gentile story, right? Then we found out that Song of Songs had 117 verses. And we're finding out all of this stuff about 117. And of course, a 6,000-year count from Adam to 2017 is 6,000 years. So, of course, everybody's, and 17, we know, is that redemptive number. Yeah. Because 17, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7 plus 8 plus 9 plus 10 plus 11 plus 12 plus 13 plus 14 plus 15 plus 16 plus 17 equals what? 153 fish that he took from where? from the ocean. And who's standing at the shore already cooking?
Right.
Jesus. Yeah. How many are in the boat? Seven. So the whole thing was saying that the 153 and 153 stands for what? The B'nai Hai Elohim, the sons of God. So that 153 represent all the people that are in the world that believed in God that are being taken and delivered to Jesus at the shore as he's cooking a meal for us, as he's cooking the banquet for us in heaven, okay?
Amen.
So 117 became everything. I was shocked. It does, okay? And it introduces you to the tribulation. It introduces you to the beginning of the tribulation, the middle of the tribulation, the rapture at the end, the return at the end. And he doesn't say he's returning, just returning by himself. In the Psalms, you're going to see he's returning with the church. So at the end of the Psalms, he's telling you everything he's going to do, and he's lined it out in the Psalms. Okay, so let's look at this, Pastor Ben, real fast. Here we are. We have three chapters. 117, 2017, 2018, 2019, are the prophetic. What is the most important thing about Psalms 119? It is 22 Hebrew letters. Psalms 19 is 22 Hebrew letters. And what are those Hebrew letters? Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, hey, all the way up to the end, right? Amen. The Aleph and the Tav. Who's the Aleph and the Tav? Jesus. He said, I'm the Alpha and Omega, but Jesus wasn't Greek.
Right.
Like, you wrote that. When I said it, I said, so Jesus is saying, I'm the beginning of the alphabet to the end of the alphabet. Every letter is talking about Christ.
Yes.
And if you study the 22 letters, you'll find out that every letter represents a story concerning Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Okay, so Psalms 119 is 22 letters. And what is the number of Jesus Christ? 888. Why 8?
New beginning.
It's a new beginning. If you accept Jesus Christ, what do you get?
New beginning,
right? When Jesus Christ is sitting there talking to John the Baptist, how many times do they mention being born again? 8 times. He's letting them know this is all about the born again experience. And who's bringing the born again experience? Jesus Christ,
Amen.
The Son of God, right?
Amen.
So he is the 888. When you spell out Jesus in Greek, 888. Okay? Because every letter in Greek has a number. Every letter in Hebrew is a number. Every letter in Greek is a number. They're called alphanumeric languages. God chose those two languages to write the Old Testament, and then he chose the Greek to write the New Testament. Why the Greek? Because it's in alphanumeric languages. Therefore, he can match all the numbers from the Hebrew to all the numbers that are in the Greek, and the book would be perfectly numerically, prophetically, and everything would be perfect because his word is perfect,
yeah.
Okay? So God will tell you things, like the first time I read, and they grabbed 153 fish and brought them to the shore, and they didn't lose any. And I'm like thinking, 153 fish? That'll last a few weeks, right? It's not like a big catch. I'm not thinking like God. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But when God wrote the Bible, he wants you to know that the Bible has an author.
Yeah.
It's not about fish, okay? It's about the number 153, the sons of God.
Yeah.
That's B'nai Hai Elohim in Hebrew, the sons of God, okay? So we have to get from thinking about the scriptures in our own mind, English mind, not understanding God, and think about the scriptures the way God is thinking about them, because he's always trying to tell you more than what you're reading, okay? Always trying to tell you more. If we could, and the Bible says when we get to the kingdom, Jesus is going to sit down and teach us the scriptures.
Yeah.
And then, man, we're going to be like, Ooh, is that what that meant? I've misquoted that my whole life. He's going to teach us the word of God. Do you understand? And that's what, until I learned Hebrew, until I committed myself to learning God's language, it was going to be hard because a lot of God's stories are in numbers.
Yes.
You know, 318 soldiers for Abraham, 153 fish. Jesus is an 888. What is 9? Judgment. What is 10? Perfect order. What, all these numbers, as he's mentioning them in the scriptures, they're meaning something to God, okay? 119 means a lot. 119 means sin covering, the deliverance, the calling, which is the Greek word for the invitation. So who gave us the invitation? Jesus, okay? The invitation, the children of promise. All of these numbers, I put it over there so I'd be able to see it, but I could put it here if you guys want to see it too. You want to? So all of these are just a few of the words that 119 stands for, okay? Because 119 is a very important number because it's telling you a prophetic story of someone who covered our sins and is going to offer us deliverance to those who have been invited. And these are the children of promise. These will be the children of promise. Many other things that it also means. So, but we'll get to that. Let's get to Psalms, okay? Nope. Let's not get to Psalms. We're going to do this first. Let's go to Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. Because if 119 is about the rapture, this is the root. This is the root of this. You understand? You got your study books? I sent you guys study books, so I hope you got your... I hope you got your study books right in front of you, because we're going to read Genesis 5:24. And this is what it says, you guys. You there?
Amen.
It says, I was going to read in the Hebrew. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not. God took him.
Yeah.
What do you mean God took him? Where did God take Enoch? Somebody better answer me.
He raptured him.
He raptured him. Was this before the flood or after the flood?
It's after the flood.
No, before the flood. Is the flood coming up on the earth?
Yes.
Did Enoch ever experience a flood? No. Enoch is a representation of who? The church. You're leaving before the flood comes. Enoch. But it says God took him. It is the word lechach in Hebrew. Okay. Now, this word is mentioned a couple of other times in different scriptures. So I want to read where this word is taken from. So I need you to go to 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 33. If I do a good job, I want you guys to praise God because I am... This is so much information that God really has to help me. And I thank you for your prayers during this message.
1 Kings 20 and 33.
1 Kings 20, verse 33. This is the first, this is one of the scriptures, and this is what it says. It says, the men took this as a good sign and were quick to pick up his words. Yes, your brother Ben-Hadad, they said. Go and get him, the king said. When Ben-Hadad came out, Ahab had him come into his chariot. So the king is sitting here talking to these men, and they bring up Ben-Hadad. Ben-Hadad is the son of a pagan god, okay? So he's not Jewish. He's a Gentile man. But he's telling him, he tells his servant, go and get him. Go and bring him here. Okay? But they don't use that word, go and bring him here, because it's in the Hebrew, right? So he says, go and levadat him, which comes from the word lakach, from the root word lakach, which means to take him by force and bring him here. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, that word in Hebrew, it's on your paper, is lakadna, which means to take by force, and the numerical value for that is what? 119.
What?
Yeah, well. Now, let's go to Joshua. Joshua chapter 7, verse 14. And this is what it says. In the morning, present yourselves tribe by tribe. The tribe that the Lord takes, there's that word lakach again, mm-hmm. shall come forward clan by clan. The clan that the Lord takes shall come forward family by family. And the family that the Lord takes shall come forward man by man. He who is caught with the devout thing shall be destroyed by fire, along with all that belongs to him. He has violated the covenant of the Lord. But I want you to understand the propheticness of this, if that's a word, of this, what I just read. He's saying, all the families come and I'm going to lakach them. He said, I'm going to take you by force, okay? Now, he uses this word three times. The numerical value for this word in that verse is 119. Okay? So, in these two chapters, he's using the word lakach, the same word that he used with Enoch when he says Enoch was no more because God lakached him. The word is 119.
Wow.
Okay? So, 119 began to say, okay, this scripture, this number is having some weight and some power. There are people that have put tons of time into only one thing, the number 119, times 2, times 3, times 4, times 5, times 6. What's 119? Because every time you times it by any number, it gives you prophetic implications concerning the rapture, 119. Okay? So as I'm reading this, okay, I said, well, let me look at what's the numerical value of this whole verse. Okay? Because I want to know what's the numerical value of this verse, Genesis 5:24. Because it says here that I'm gonna read it in Hebrew. It says, "Ki lachach oto Elohim," and then at the end of it, it puts what number is the number pay? The letter pay. It's the 17th letter, right? It's the 17th letter. What is the 17th prophecy? It's always the marriage. This marriage, right? This 117. So you know what the jots and tittles are? Okay, jots and tittles. Jesus says, the word will not pass away till every jot and tittle be fulfilled. Yeah. Jot and tittles is, you already wrote your sentence. What'd you put a pay at the end for?
That's
a jot or a tittle. Because it's kind of like God saying, every word will be fulfilled, even the hints I left you.
Wow.
You understand? So he put a pay at the end of it. It's like you write somebody a letter and you say, I love you, stay safe, see you when you get back. And then you put a G at the end. They go, what'd you put the G there? And that's like, that's for you to figure out.
Right.
Right? That I put it there as a hint, okay? As a thing. So God put this there, and with that pay put there, it makes this statement. Ki lechach oto Elohim. Then he puts a pay. It gives it the numerical value of 741. Okay. Now, how I got it?
Yeah, but Sirius at 9:119 reverse is 9:11.
Exactly. But now, check this out. I love that. But check this out. 714 in the scriptures, this is what it says. This is the numerical value for because God took him. What does 714 mean? It means this. Where is that at? Okay. The suffering is 714. That's 19 times 39. Why 19 times 39? What was the price for the bride? What was the price for the bride? 39 stripes. 19 times 39 gives you 41, which is the numerical value for because God took him. There's more. This statement in Hebrew, the Passover to the Lord, 741. Jesus paid the price. Jesus paid the price for his bride, 741. And why did he pay the price? The Passover to the Lord. So this event is going to allow us to pass over to God. You understand? Yeah. So this is the numerical value, 741, is the Passover to the Lord. Okay? Not finished. Here's the passage. It says, and when strangers shall sojourn with thee and will keep the Passover to the Lord. That's the 741. Let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. Okay? And he shall be as one that is born of the land. For no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. Of what? Of the Passover. But listen what he's saying. You can't pass over to the Lord until you're circumcised. What is circumcision? You need to have your flesh cut off.
Yeah.
Your flesh has to be taken away for you to pass over to the Lord. So if you're going to be lakached, you've got to take off your flesh. You understand? So the 741 gives you that verse. And what is 741? And God took him. Okay? And God took him. Okay?
Yes.
We're not even close to done. I hope. I love Linda. Okay. Now, let's get back. Are we going to get. Okay. So, that's only part of it. We'll go back over all of the numbers later. This is what I want to show you now. Now, watch this. You here at the board?
I'm here.
Now, watch this. Where's my book at? Where's my book? Oh. My book is in the back, but that's okay. No, it's a Prophecy in the Psalms. I think it's right on the table. Anyway, in Prophecy in the Psalms, I learned something new about the structure of Psalms. Okay? Do you know Psalms 120 is called the Genesis Psalms? Psalms 120 to 122 are called the Genesis Psalms. Why is it that Psalms 120 presents to us a brand new beginning? How is Psalms 120 a Genesis Psalm? Because something happened in Psalms 119 to present you a new scenario, okay? So Psalms 119 to Psalms 1, so you got 1, 2, 3 Psalms make up Genesis. 1, 2, 3 Psalms make up Exodus. 26, 27, 28 make up Leviticus. 29, 30, 31 makes up Numbers. 132, 133, and 134 gives you Deuteronomy, okay? So they're separated into three. This is why the last prophecy that took place in the world was in 2016. What does Psalms 116 say? Let's read it before we go back. Psalms 116. Let's read that song. Psalms 116. And then I'll tell you exactly what happened in 2016. It was a horrible year in Israel. It says, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy, because he turned his ear to me. I will call on him as long as I live. The cord of death entangles me. The anguish of the grave comes upon me. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, save me. The Lord gracious and righteous. Is full of compassion. The Lord protect the simple hearted. When I was in great need, he saved me. Where's the scripture that says? Oh, here, I want to get down to 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints. What happened in 2016 that they're crying out to God? The Palestinians were attacking them in the streets. They would get out of their cars and start stabbing Jewish people wherever they were. And then, you know, everybody, the military is standing around everywhere in Israel, which is the way it should be in the United States. You wouldn't have any more shootings.
Amen.
So another guy drove his car. People were waiting for the bus. He drove his car right into all of these Jews. Then he got out of the car and started stabbing them, those that were still moving. This happened in 2016. They're crying out, and God says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. These people were innocent, and they're being attacked. Why? Because they're Jewish. Because these people don't understand that that land is not there. So 2016, these horrible things happened in Israel. So as a someone watching prophecy, I went, 2016 came true. They called out for trouble. There was many troubles in Israel, and then these deaths in Israel. And you look up 2016 trouble in Israel, and it'll pull up all the things that were going on in Israel that they were just trying to kill as many innocent terrorists, killing as many Jews as possible.
Wow.
Just walking down the street and then just pull out a knife and just start stabbing people until you get shot, you know? It was crazy. So 2016, this prophetic event happened that's in 2016. And then, so I'm thinking, the next prophetic event is, praise ye the Lord, you Gentiles, 2017, right? Nothing happened. 2018's prophecy, you know what it is? That a war comes against Israel, and God has to fight the war for them, and they destroy their enemies. That didn't happen either. So you're like, wait a minute. How can every prophecy from Psalms 1 through Psalms 116 happen, and then Psalm 117, 118 doesn't happen? And now we're at Psalms 119, which is 2019. So what is Psalms 117, 18, and 19? The prophetic psalm. This is what's about to happen.
Yeah.
The Gentiles are going to be taken. After the Gentiles are taken, Israel will have that war. After that war, Jesus Christ will come and will rescue them.
Because it's still grouped in that.
It's grouped as a one. So I never knew that this was three. Three was one. But that's what God does. Three is one. These psalms are called the Psalm of Ascent. What does it mean to ascend? To go up, right? So these are the Psalms of Ascent. Mi'alah, okay? These 15 psalms, they represent by, I think, is it Zechariah? Yeah. Well, I'll get it right. They would have to walk up 15 stairs. The priest would have to walk up these 15 stairs, and they would say one of these psalms, Hezekiah. They would say one of these psalms that they walked up, and they called them the Psalm of Ascent as they take a step up, further up, and further up, okay? And when they got to the last psalm, they would sing Psalm 1, which would be the last of the 15. But this, the Psalm of Ascent begins in 2020 or 120 through 122. So let's look at Psalms 119 and let's look at Psalms 120 and let's look at them to see giving us the tribulation, okay? Because what happens in the middle of the tribulation? The enemy is cast down and there's a war. A flood of trouble comes against the nation of Israel. But it doesn't happen till the middle of the tribulation. But what happens as soon as we're gone? Israel begins to cry out. Okay? So we're going to see this.
15, Pastor.
Okay. Are you guys at Psalms 119?
Amen.
Okay. Psalms 119, you'll see it has 8 verses. Psalms 157, okay? I want you to go there. Because in the 8th book, you're going to find the rapture. In every 8th, in Psalms 119, but we're reading Het. Het is what? The 8th book. What does Chai mean? Life. That's why the letter Het, life, okay? So it says, you are my portion, O Lord. I have promised to obey your word. Let me get to my scripture. Okay. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your status. Is that the church? Amen.
Amen.
I will hasten and not delay to obey your commandments. That's an obedient church. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. At midnight, I will rise and give you thanks for the righteous, for your righteous law. When is he going to rise up?
Midnight.
At midnight. Okay. What does it say in Matthew chapter 24? Matthew chapter 25. And there was a cry out at midnight.
Yeah.
And said, here comes the bridegroom. Okay. So in Psalms 119, in the Het, the letter Het, verse 62, 63, because it reads, at midnight I will rise to give you thanks for your righteous law. I am a friend to all who fear, to all who follow your precepts. You hear that?
Yeah.
So when God, what is the word paralambano? He will take. Those he will take and those he, some he will leave, right? The word take is perambano, to means to take you as a friend or a companion. I will come again and receive you unto myself. It's the same word, perambano, to receive you as a friend or a companion to myself. Okay? I'm loving studying this because I'm like, Lord, how could you lead us from Genesis, Adam, all the way to 2017, and then nothing? Well, what's the answer that God would give me? It is the glory of God to hide a matter. It is the honor of a king to seek it out. So get to seek it. Okay. So I had to go further into studying. Okay, so here we go. Let's go to Psalms 120. Let's go to Psalms 120. Let's go to Psalms 120. All right, we're going to go to Psalms 120. Oh, Pastor Ben, why we got to be on time schedule? Be glad when we get out of here. No clocks.
No clocks.
Okay, here we go. This is what, this is in Psalms 120. Listen to this cry from the nation of Israel. It says, song of ascent. You see that? The song of ascent. These are the this is after the ascension. This is the coming up. It says, I called on the Lord in my distress, and he answered me. Save me, O Lord, from lying lips, from deceitful tongues. What will he do to you? It says, what will he do to you and what more besides, O deceitful tongue? He will punish you with a warrior's sharp arrow and burning coals of broom's trees. Woe to me that I dwell in Meshech, that I live amongst the tent of Kedar. Meshech means like drowning, right? He's like he's drowning in darkness, Kedar, right? So it's like he's crying out to Lord in this trouble that I am in. Why is Israel in this trouble right now? Who left? the church. Once the church leaves, the song of ascent begins. Okay? And now they're crying out to God, help us. We're as though we're drowning. Then let's go to Psalms 121. And listen to God answer them. He says, I lift up my eyes to the hill. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Who's saying this? Israel. He will not let your foot slip. God is promising them. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will never slumber or sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. That is God's answer to them in the tribulation. Don't you worry, I got you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
I know they're lying on you. I know they're saying we need to destroy Israel. I know they're saying all of these things. But don't listen to them, because God is saying, I'm going to protect you.
Yeah.
Let's go to 22. Now watch this. Wait a minute. I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go, Lord. Our feet are standing in your gate, O Jerusalem. What house of the Lord? They don't have a house right now. So in 2022, there's a house that's standing that they're saying, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. And they're talking about in Jerusalem.
Temple.
Okay. Listen. So they're rejoicing over the fact that they can go to the house of God. You got it?
Third temple.
The third temple has been built. Is that Jesus' temple?
No.
That's the temple the Antichrist is going to build.
Yeah.
And they're going to worship the Antichrist and call him the Messiah, yeah, because they really believe that this guy who helped them build their temple is Christ. This is what Christ came for. Look, he brought peace. He came with a covenant. Remember what Revelation said?
Yeah. Yeah.
He came with a covenant. And now he's saying you can rebuild your temple. In 2022, there's a temple standing. And so as this temple is standing in Israel, they say, let us rejoice. He says, I rejoiced when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
Wow.
Our feet are standing in the gates of Jerusalem. Okay. It says in verse 9, it says, for the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. So they got the temple built. Okay. Please don't listen to these crazy people telling you, no, there's not going to be any building built. There's only, you're the temple, and he's sitting, and Satan's going to come to sit in your heart. There's a real temple that's going to be built by the Antichrist.
Right.
Matter of fact, the scripture says Satan is going to go there, and he's going to sit in that temple and proclaim to the world that he's God.
Yes.
Hey, we're gone. We're already gone. All this we're reading, we're already gone. Let's go to Psalms 123. It says, I lift up my eyes to you whose throne is in heaven. And the eyes of the slaves look to the hand of their master. And the eyes of the maid look to the hand of their mistress. So our eyes look to the Lord, our God, till he shows us his mercy. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us. We have endured much contempt.
Yes.
People are evil toward them.
Yes.
Contempt is if I have contempt towards you, I have evil thoughts towards you. Okay. We have endured much contempt. We have endured much ridicule, the pride, much contempt from the arrogance. Okay. From the arrogant. Now, the song of ascent of David, Psalms 124, the middle of the tribulation.
Verse 124.
Chapter 124, Psalms 124, verse 1. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, what does Israel say? Let Israel now say, praise ye the Lord. Okay, that's why they put that dash. If you have a dash there, it's because they take this from Psalms 118 when it says, if the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel now say, praise the Lord. Okay, it says, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, when their anger flared against us, they would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. So Satan has released a flood of water against the nation of Israel. In Daniel, it says it right here. Daniel chapter 9, verse 26, it says it right here. After the 62 and 7, the anointed one will be cut off and they will have nothing. The people of the ruler who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end will come like a what? Flood. War will continue until the end. Desolations have been decreed. So when he comes against Israel, they say that war is going to last until Jesus comes back. And it's going to go out like a flood to kill who? Let's go to Revelation. Revelation chapter 12. I had that tagged, and then all of a sudden I don't have it tagged. Revelation 12, chapter what? 15?
Verse 15.
Let's see where it says it at. Yeah. Yeah, here it is.
Verse 15.
We'll start at verse 14. The woman was given two wings of a great eagle so that she might fly to a place prepared for her in the desert where she would be taken care of for a time. See, God's protecting Israel.
Yes.
For a time, time and half a time. How long is that? 3.5 years. That means this is the middle of the tribulation. Okay? And it says, out of the serpent's reach. Then from his mouth, the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with a torrent. The dragon spewed out of his mouth. So this attack of a flood of water is coming directly from Satan against who? Israel. This is the middle of the tribulation. 2024, middle of the tribulation. So, we're going to pick up on this tomorrow morning, right?
Yes.
You guys watch. Because this is just the beginning of God telling you that 119 is a very important year in the history of the whole world, of the church, of everything that's about to happen. Okay? And so now, look, I was at home doing some studying. Look at all the, see them numbers? 38, I'm looking at numbers and letters, and I'm like, I got to find this, Lord, right? Because we know, I'm not crazy. I know how to count to 6,000. I know how to count to 70, 1948, May 14, 1948, May 14th, 2018, it begins the 70th, and the next year is the 70th. I know that. Okay, so we're like, why didn't what we thought was going to happen happen? God's like, wait. Wait on the Lord. Wait with confidence. Wait with patience. Wait for the word of God. But you, God has a plan for, and you can't act like the world and believe that because it hasn't happened, no tribulation's coming, so I can do what I want and act like I want. That's not true.
Amen.
Because God says for you to stay ready day by day, because you do not know the day or the hour that he's going to come. Okay? And then we're going to look at the rest of this tomorrow and the rest of these numerical values that lead us all back to 2019. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it looks like 2001.
Huh?